Visiting Teaching Message. Christ's atonement is evidence of God's love. Prayerfully study this material and seek for inspiration to know what to share. How will understanding the purpose of Relief Society prepare daughters of God for the blessings of eternal life? Understanding that our Heavenly Father gave His only begotten Son that we might have immortality and the potential for eternal life helps us feel of God's infinite and incomprehensible love for us. Our Savior also loves us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 35, verses 38 through 39. Of Jesus Christ's atonement, Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "The Savior's suffering in Gethsemane and His agony on the cross redeem us from sin by satisfying the demands that justice has upon us. He extends mercy and pardons those who repent. The atonement of Jesus Christ also satisfies the debt justice owes to us by healing and compensating us for any suffering we innocently endure. For behold, He suffereth the pains of all men, yea, the pains of every living creature, both men, women, and children, who belong to the family of Adam. Christ has graven us upon the palms of His hands." Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President, says, "That supreme act of love ought to send each of us to our knees in humble prayer to thank our Heavenly Father for loving us enough that He sent His only begotten and perfect Son to suffer for our sins, our heartaches, and all that seems unfair in our own individual lives." Consider this. How can we express our gratitude and love to God and to Jesus Christ for the gift of our Savior's atonement? End of Visiting Teaching Message. Christ's atonement is evidence of God's love. Read by Jane Wise.